I'm Jen Page.
And I'm John Curtis.
And we are two nerds
in a garage.
This is the no arm dance.
We just jiggling?
Jiggling, baby. good morning, nerds.
Morning, nerds. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Why are you so excited?
You know why I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. I don't know.
Yes, you do. What am I doing after this?
Oh, I meant to talk to you about that.
What?
I guess I'll talk to you after. Yes, you're going to go see, in theory, Star Wars 40th anniversary of
Empire Strikes Back
on the big screen with your popcorn and your soda. And
is there something that's not happening?
I don't know if we want to get onto it. It's just a whole thing with timing and like, I forgot I wanted to talk to you before we went on air and now we're here.
Heads up.
good morning, Dave Hoffman,
good morning,
resident
nerd.
Fact checker. We missed you last week.
We did.
We had facts to be checked and no one to check them. So we just told lots of lies.
So I'm bummed out. I'm kidding.
It's fine. You're definitely right. Going, or you're not.
Right.
I want to show you something that blew my mind. You already know this. I'm positive.
Okay.
But I literally learned about this week. And I was like, what?
You were today years old?
Yes. Yeah, so I was today's years old.
Okay.
That's Keira Knightley in Phantom Menace.
Shut up.
You don't know that?
Did I not know that?
I thought you would know. I was just like, I literally sat there with my mouth open when I read. She's 12 years old in this when she's in this role.
She's the fake Amidala?
She's the fake, yep.
She get blowed up?
What's her name? Sabe, I think. Yeah. That's
Dave Hoffman, chat fact checker. Good morning, Jenna. Good morning, Jason Smith.
Does that not just like, if you didn't know, it's pretty.
I did not know that. Did you guys know it was Keira Knightley?
She's 12 years old. Apparently, she was super like, it was kind of boring for her, obviously, at 12 and like doesn't really know anything.
Terrible life.
But now it's like Keira Knightley was in Star Wars.
Wow. Thank you. That's really cool.
Good morning, all of our lovely nerds. Dave Hoffman, overnight shoots are not excuses for not fact checking us in the morning.
I know.
Just saying.
You got a phone.
Wake up. Jason Smith says, surprise, John, secret trip to Bed Bath & Beyond for some duvet covers. That's why we're not going to Star Wars.
Give me no.
So, binge show of the week.
Wow.
Do you have stuff from the past week?
Yeah, well, I had a little funny meme I wanted to throw up.
Is it a funny meme that goes in the section called Happy Nerd Clips of the Week?
Sure, but it's not a clip. It's just a meme.
But does it go in that section?
Sure.
Okay. We literally sit here at the beginning of the show before we come on with you guys, and I go down where things are and what we're doing.
But
and then we get on the show, and he's like, hey, what are we doing?
But we never said the word meme.
I did, too. I said my Happy Nerd Clip of the Week is a meme and not a clip because I don't have a clip.
Gotcha.
So I literally said the word meme.
One nerd couple, hundreds of nerd arguments.
And Dave Hoffman is fact checking and said, yes, I am correct that it's Sabe. So suck it. Check, questioning me.
Check and mate.
So
what's your nerd binge show of the week?
Binge show of the week. It is a show called Woke. It's on Hulu. So here's the thing. Yeah, so it's got Lamorne Morris, who we all know is Winston
from New Girl.
It actually has Rose McGyver, who was in iZombie. She's in it. The cast is all great. Everybody in the cast is great. The show is really it's really woke. It's funny and it's fun to watch. I had this like, is it really a binge show though? Because for me, I can't watch it all in one sitting.
Right.
So it may not really qualify as a binge show.
What's it on?
Hulu. Like I said, 30 seconds.
I wanted to check it out.
But it's worth watching. So I figured let's make that be the show you guys we recommend to you this
Woke.
Week. Okay, go ahead. Show us your happy meme.
Well, I thought we're not. Oh, we're at the section already?
Yeah. This show is so smooth. We're just like, you guys have no idea that we're moving from section to section.
You really threw me with the whole Empire Strikes Back plans. Anyway, throw it up there. I gotta do it. I'm looking for Mrs. Lorien. Amanda, anyone here? Come on, I'm looking for Amanda Lorien. Yeah? How's my Mo? How's my sis like?
Pretty good Mo. Pretty terrible.
What?
That almost could have been your nerd joke of the week.
No, I have a good nerd joke of the week.
I think he's playing that up pretty high. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, Jason. I'm curious about this show. Jason says he binged Utopia this week. Worth the watch.
Really?
That is on Amazon Prime, I believe.
Okay.
Premise? I keep looking at it. I just read about the premise last night, but I guess since he brings it up, I'll just add it to our list.
I assume it's a perfect world.
I think it's not, and that's the point. I do have a meme for us, though. I mean, right, a cute meme of the week. I just thought it was cute. So it says, 2020, Valentine's Day is on a Friday. February has 29 days. Cinco de Mayo is Taco Tuesday. 4th of July is on a Saturday. Halloween is on a Saturday. Christmas is on a Friday. New Year's begins on a three-day weekend. And then it's got basically Obi-Wan going, you were the chosen one.
I hate you.
Yes. So you're just listening. If the meme is basically
you're such a nerd.
The high of the high ground scene.
I have the high ground, Anakin.
2020, you were the chosen one. And you have just failed miserably over and over and over.
Ah, did John write the second act of his play? It's in the works.
Let's not encourage that, Jenna.
It's in the works, Jenna. Oh, yes.
Dave Hoffman fact-checking Utopia is on Amazon Prime.
Thank you, Dave.
I love this. I love our fact-checking. It's great.
I have a request.
Okay.
From our nerds.
Okay.
Jason Higgy. There's a game out there on your phone. Mm-hmm. It's called Among Us.
Okay.
You play with all your friends on your own device.
Sounds like another time suck, but what? Okay.
But you're with your friends. It's basically everyone's on this ship trying to repair stuff and do stuff. One person's the killer. You have to try to figure out who it is. And it's really cute. It looks like a little 8-bit thing.
Have you played it?
I've done the tutorial, but I haven't played with real people. So we need to recruit real people like you and me.
Okay.
All right. Among Us. Yes.
Okay. Then everybody download Among Us and then we'll play like once and then we'll stop because it's dumb.
Yes.
Jason says the premise to Utopia is there's a dark comic book. Premise is that there's a dark comic book that is actually predicting true facts about a pandemic with John Cusack and Rainn Wilson.
Wow.
So basically it's like now, but the dark comic book is The Simpsons in real life.
Oh, yeah. Huh? Oh, that sounds cool. I want to check that out.
Jenna says her daughter loves Among Us.
Oh, ho, ho.
Question, how old is your daughter?
Well, the guys tried it and they like it.
They like it too?
Yeah.
So it's good fun for all ages.
For the whole family.
Except our family, because all we do is fight whenever someone's like losing or...
I swear to God, it's my mission in life for us to play Mandalorian Monopoly.
Not going to happen.
Oh, come on.
Not going to happen. So we have a fun game for you this week. Well... Hopefully for you, because I don't think for us, because it involves Birdie Bots. And our little Quidditch.
Yes. Yep. What are Birdie Bots, if people don't know?
If you don't know what Birdie Bots are, I don't think they're watching this show, but.
Okay, but I will tell them.
Go ahead.
They are jelly beans, flavored from everything, from like strawberry.
To vomit. Ugh. Lemon, grass, not lemongrass, just
lemon
grass.
To grass.
Booger.
Oh, grass. Come on. Those are not flavors.
So we're
wait,
gonna,
are those really flavors?
Yes.
Booger.
Yes.
I'm going to throw up. I don't want to play this game.
So we're going to play Never Have I Ever Nerd Edition.
Oh, man.
So the rule is that I think I finally have John understanding is we say something. I say something that I've never done.
Yes.
And if he has done it, he has to eat a Birdie Bot.
Yes.
He says something he's never done, and I have done it. I have to eat a Birdie Bot.
Okay.
We don't know what Birdie Bot we're picking, so it could be yummy, or it could be the most disgusting thing. Okay. Can we go first?
Yes, please.
Never have I ever watched an anime film.
I have. This game is... Oh! You know I have. When I got my questions, by the way, I wasn't this malicious.
Actually, mine aren't either. This, I literally went by like what things that we've talked about on the show that I haven't done. That right. doesn't look bad.
It's red. Oh, that's what they want. That's what they want to make you think.
Probably really yummy. Just eat it and stop being a baby. It's probably what? Cherry, strawberry, cinnamon, maybe.
Oh, cherry. Nice.
See, you're fine. Okay. Although cherry tastes like medicine, which is disgusting.
I like it.
All right, go for one.
Never have I ever had sex at a Comic-Con.
I'm safe. We should change that, though.
Oh! It was a family show, I thought.
You're the one who brought it up.
Okay. Hey, wait. Any nerds raising your hands out there?
I know, right? If you do, you
Let's see it in the comments.
You got to let us know if you have to eat a birdie pot.
Anyone raising their hand? Thanks at Comic-Con. All right, next.
Never have I ever done full cosplay for a Comic-Con, for a con convention. I
have not either. We need to change that. We
need to remedy that.
Yes.
So we need to have costumes that are very easy.
Check a lot of things off at the next Comic-Con.
Go away, COVID. We got things to do.
Let's see. Never have I ever been to Disney World.
No. Please don't let me get a nasty one.
I did know.
Oh, God, this is not promising.
Ooh, it's brown. It's a brown jelly bean. Oh, it's probably root beer. You're fine.
What? Oh, it's either fish or pepper.
But
I want to spit it out so bad.
Go ahead.
No, the rule is we have to drink. We have to chew it and woo!
Oh, I can smell that. Oh, it smells like jalapenos.
It's horrible. Well, you'd probably like it. Fish and jalapenos are your favorite.
Good Lord.
All right, go for one.
All right. Never have... Oh, wait.
Me?
Yeah, your turn.
Never have I ever played Dungeons & Dragons.
You know I have, woman!
I didn't purposely do one way or the other. I just thought of things we set up on the show, and I picked things that I haven't done that everybody's done.
I can see you smiling through your logic.
Look, Dave says, John, never have I ever watched a Santa Claus. Did you have to eat ones for the audience too?
No. Nice try, Dave.
All right. Oh, it was so nasty.
Okay, yellow. Oh, but it's... Oh, God. It's not like a lemon yellow. Got a few brown spots on there.
I bet it's like butter popcorn. Mm. You're getting ones you like today. You lucky.
Yeah.
Is it popcorn?
No, like a vanilla lemony. Lemony thing. Good.
Weird. Okay.
All right. Never have I ever camped out for a movie.
Wait, what do you mean by camped out? Like all night? Or like 2 hours?
No, more than 2 hours.
Okay. Then never have I either.
Because I've stayed in line for Star Wars for multiple hours, but not camped out. All right. I guess we're both safe there.
Never have I ever gone to a midnight screen of anything, like a Rocky Horror type thing or midnight Star Wars or midnight anything. Have you?
Yes.
What have you done?
Multiple, like Lord of the Rings, Star Wars.
At midnight?
Yes.
How do you stay awake once the movie starts?
I know. And this is before they like, you know how they kept creeping forward with the midnight showing? So if a movie drops on a Friday... They originally came up with
Thursday,
the midnight. Now
yeah.
It's like Thursday at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
You can see the movie. But back then, like Lord of the Rings, I saw like Return of the King at midnight. I got out at like 3:30 in the morning.
Oh my gosh. I would never be able to stay awake.
Revenge of the Sith. Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Come on. This is...
You've gotten two good ones. You need a nasty one.
Well, it might get your wish.
What does that look like?
It's a pearl.
It definitely looks like some earwax came out of someone's ear. Please let it be nasty. Please. Why are your good ones? Oh, no. Is it gross? What is it? Describe it to our audience who are listening.
It's like burned cinnamon.
I don't know what that means.
Weird.
All right, go
My
for it.
My palate's off. Okay. Never have I ever wrote fan fiction.
Is fan fiction would be like a story, right? Not like a nerd role play board.
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't
either. All right.
All right, finally.
This sucks. I would have come up with stuff you've all done.
I've never read a full book series other than Harry Potter.
Why would you say that? You know I have.
I'm just telling the audience things that I haven't done.
You're enjoying this way too much.
I don't know if you've read a full book series.
All right. This is Frosted Blue.
That's probably yummy too. You got off easy this time.
So...
Ah, Oh, you're dripping it all over yourself. What was it?
Soap.
It was soap?
It's still in my nose.
Oh, you probably needed your mouth.
Okay.
You have one more chance.
Never have I ever argued about the Marvel Cinematic Universe's timeline.
I don't even understand the timeline. Why would I argue about it?
Maybe I can. Dang, I thought I was going to catch
it. How have you not argued about it?
Yeah, I really thought about it. I just accept whatever they shovel at me.
Yeah, I think I've never argued about any timeline except I have questioned. It's still in your mouth.
It's still there.
I have questioned the Marty McFly timeline because it's confusing.
Right,
and I've questioned the Star Wars timeline just because I needed to understand it. But with Marvel, it seems pretty straightforward. Don't you think?
Yeah. Okay. Dang it. I thought I'd catch you there.
I want a good something in my mouth. Don't you just hold back your thoughts. I'm going to try a red and hope that I'm okay. And we will move on.
See, the way you brought about this, me eating birdie bots, you're like a bad guy.
I was not. I was not good.
You want water?
Mm-mm. Jenna, I have not read the Twilight series. I've not read a single Twilight book. I actually watched all the movies and then thought, well, I don't want to read them now because I already watched the movies.
I heard good things about
it. I've read a bunch of three of the Narnia books, but there's like a bunch right. I've read.
Yeah.
I can't think of Harry Potter is the only series that got me hooked from book one and I kept watching and watching and watching. And Dave is right. Don't get me started on time travel. It stresses me out.
Throw up Jason's thing there.
Jason says, wow, Jen, flag on the play, 15 yards for targeting.
Football penalty. Well, you targeted me. You're evil. You're a
I
bad guy.
Targeting. I
You're
literally,
a villain.
I literally was going, what things have we talked about on the show that I haven't done?
I can't get that soap out of my mouth.
You deserve it, I'm sure.
Oh, see, evil.
I know you keep saying evil. You keep saying villain because you're trying to be cool about the transition into the... The thing of the day.
What's shocking to me is that we have never talked about this.
I know.
We've never come up with a list for best villains in movies all time. I honestly thought we talked about it a bunch during the show.
I think we've just brought up certain people or actors.
Yeah, or things that we love. Like, oh, Heath Ledger
so
is the best Joker.
So here's what happened, though. We love, Dave says, you have all 7 Narnia books. Get on it if you still have them. Oh, does Harley have them?
Oh, probably.
I don't know. Like, Narnia got really dull. Like that ship book, like it's like the third book, got mm-hmm. really boring. I couldn't get past it. So villains. When we started doing this, I realized there's so many villains that are great. So we decided to split it up. And today we're gonna do best
male
movie villains
in a live action movie.
Yes. In the future, we might do
animated.
Well. We're definitely going to do female in the future. Yep. And I definitely want to do TV in the future.
Yep.
But today it's just dude, movie villains. Because we had to really narrow down.
And I actually took off some heavy hitters. Okay. Like I don't want to say Vader.
Like Vader, yeah.
Or Keith Ledger's Joker. Or even.
Okay, we're not going to do this because you're going to start naming people I've put on my list. And that ticks me off. New your honorable mentions later.
All right.
My number 5.
Best villain.
Villain is Loki, as played by Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, that's a good one.
He's such a good Very villain good. That often I'm rooting for him.
Yes.
And that's what I think is a great villain.
We're going to agree a lot on that point specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah. My number 5 is Denzel Washington as Alonzo Harris in Training Day.
I just think it's so over. It's kind of over the top for me. It's like the most over the top Denzel we've seen.
He's so charming in that. You almost want to be a corrupt cop.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
What? Come on.
What was one of the, that was the movie where he had the big scene where he's like, everybody always imitates where he's at the car or something.
King Kong got nothing on me. That was terrible Denzel right there. I will say this, young Ethan Hawke showing up. All right. Training Day.
My number 4 is Freddy Krueger, played by Robert Englund. Freddie was my first sort of villain I ever came across when I was young.
That's a good one.
It was the first villain that really made me scared to go to sleep. And I only saw a piece of it at the time. I came out and I saw something and I should have not seen.
I totally forgotten about all those movies. So I remember he attacks you in your dreams, right? So how did he kill you?
If you get hurt in your dream or die in the dream, that's what happens in real life. So he slices you in the dream. In real life, you're getting sliced.
Ooh. Yeah. And how did they kill him?
Well,
spoiler alert.
You know, I don't know if they've actually ever officially killed him because every movie they kill him.
Yeah.
But then there's another movie.
So it's like It, where they just push him off for a couple of years.
I guess. The first movie was the scariest because that was when Freddy was like really Freddy. He didn't have quippy, funny dialogue, whatever. But the third Nightmare on Elm Street was my favorite because that's when we had Patricia Arquette coming in as like a super badass. It was the first time I remember really seeing a woman be a badass in a movie in Dream Warriors. And that's when he was kind of more quippy. And
right.
But I always loved Freddy. I remember I had the Freddy glove when I was little. I just loved Freddy.
Nice. Number four, Christopher. Oh, so I think you guys are going to like this. I wanted to go off on a fun little tangent. He is a way underrated bad guy. Christopher McDonald as Shooter McGavin in Happy Gilmore. Yeah, he's a good bad guy.
It sounds like instead of trying to come up with the best bad guys of all time, you went, let me come up with things that are completely.
He is one of the best bad guys of all time.
Why? I don't even know who. I don't remember him.
He's so memorable.
I don't remember him.
Do you remember Happy Gilmore?
I remember Adam Sandler being obnoxious.
Yes, and he had an antagonist that he was always going up against on the golf course. Shooter McGavin. You don't think so? Come on, guys, back me up. Shooter McGavin.
That's all you have to say. Come on, guys, back me up.
One of the best bad guys. You know what?
What was a line he said? Do you remember a line he said?
Hold on. Because it's a funny line. Just watch what you say. You'll pay.
That's the line.
Hold on.
What is?
I'm sorry. I was too busy winning.
Who plays it?
Christopher McDonald.
Who's that?
You want to look him up?
No, just remind me. Who else has he played?
That's really his major role. I think he did a TV show or three after that. Okay. Come on.
My number three.
Yes.
Is Snape. That's played by Alan Rickman. And don't give me the argument that ultimately he was a good guy because he was a bad guy.
That's why I didn't shoot. No, I disagree. He was a good guy the whole time.
He was not a good guy the whole time. He was menacing and making Harry's life hard.
Yes.
That's a bad guy.
He was protecting Harry the whole time.
Yeah, you could do that with anything. I can like, Umbridge was protecting him the whole time.
But she wasn't.
Also, I didn't pick somebody like Umbridge is probably the character I hated the most.
Yeah, I would put her over Alan Rickman's.
But I would not because I didn't like her. I wish she was removed from the movies. I could not stand watching her.
But you have a fundamentally flawed choice there. He was protecting Harry.
I knew you were going to pull that.
Because of his love for his mom.
Snape was a villain.
He was not.
Yep.
He was not. This is so wrong. You can go online and 95% of everyone in the entire world will be like, definitely Snape is not a bad guy. Snape is. Why do you think Harry names one of his kids after Snape?
I think he's
do you name
villain.
Your kids after bad guys?
I would name him after Snape. I name him after Loki.
So was Dumbledore. Snape was a jerk, but redeemed himself in the end.
So I really like the thing is I used Dumbledore was like one of my favorite characters until we got the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hated him. And now I like literally cannot stand Dumbledore.
What?
I don't get why. Why do you like Dumbledore?
Because he's a protective father.
No,
figure
he's
for
not.
Harry.
He put Harry in the middle of danger. The whole only whole because, Hogwarts.
Spoiler, blah, blah, blah. Only because he knew he was a Horcrux.
So basically you're saying, it's okay, babe. I'm going to throw it in front of this train. You might die, but it's for the good of humanity. There's got to be a better way than doing what he did.
Yeah. Not if you want to take down he who must not be named.
Voldemort. I said it.
Ooh. Ha. Which did not make my list, by the way. Interesting. And I'm surprised you said Snape before Voldemort.
Because I don't enjoy watching Voldemort. My list is people I enjoy watching
as a villain.
And Hoffman says, don't know if Shooter would be in my top five, but he says, I think I like that John is thinking outside the box.
Bad guy villain. Exactly. Shooter McGavin.
There's a difference between thinking outside the box and just trying to be far outside the box.
But I thought when Shooter McGavin came to me, I was like, holy crap, he's a really good bad guy. Not in the conversation with like a Vader because the genre is so different. But Shooter McGavin, great bad guy. I need everyone's help on this one. I know it's not a tie for a placement. It's a tie for like one of the guys is going to drop off my list.
Okay.
Okay. I can either choose Hugo Weaving as Agent Smith in the Matrix trilogy or Christoph Waltz as Hans Landa in Inglourious Basterds.
I did not watch Inglourious Basterds, so I have to throw this one to the audience.
Okay. Audience, please help me pick that one.
And
while we do that, I'm going to hear yours.
Okay. My number
three.
Well, explain to me more about yours, though.
Okay. So Hugo Weaving, Agent Smith.
I kind of remember Agent Smith.
He's so distinct.
Because I just recently watched
right,
Matrix.
Right, the Matrix.
He's what's the other guy do? Oh, is he the guy in the commercial who's just like kind of skinny in it? Is he also like in a...
He's German.
Yeah.
He's German. And he's a Nazi. And he's so charming and evil. It's crazy. He steals the show in that movie. Hmm. Like, there are moments where you're absolutely terrified of him and moments where you're just laughing your ass off. He's a good bad guy.
It sounds like he's the better bad guy than Agent Smith. Sounds all like right. He's got more levels.
All right.
So is that going to be your winner?
If no one chimes in, nope. Then I'm going to say yes. Okay.
I don't know how long our delay is. So I think they've okay. already passed. I think maybe I'm trying to look at this one to see how long our delay is to know.
Is your finger moving?
Move my finger. Move my finger.
Stop doing
Dang,
that.
Dang, it's a pretty bad delay.
Yeah, it's a really bad delay today.
But at least it looks like our names, our faces are on.
Yeah. The voices sunk up.
Jason Smith made a comment there, but it's not even showing up on my side. That's weird. I don't know what's going
on. Oh, StreamYard's acting up. What do they got here?
So Jason says, But this is favorite villains, John. Which one do you like?
Okay. You know what? Hugo Weaving, Agent Smith. Thank you.
And that's my thing. Says, show enough the last dragon from The Last Dragon.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Tony, who is that?
Last Dragon was Jackie Chan. Bruce Lee movie or something, wasn't it?
Yeah. Tanya voted for Christoph, so I'm changing my answer. Christoph Waltz it is.
You're so easily manipulated.
Yes. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Okay.
Okay, my number two that you said you left off your list on purpose deserves to be on the list, which is the Joker, played by Heath Ledger.
Ledger. Oh, so good.
So interesting to watch.
Not one moment where he just doesn't captivate the screen.
There's been a lot of Batmans and a lot of Jokers and like people played all these characters throughout the years, and I think that there's a reason that everybody remembers his Joker.
Yeah.
So fondly.
It's so distinct, and he brought such an originality to it.
I am curious, because I don't think either of us have seen the new Joker, right?
The one with...
Jake Gyllenhaal, whatever.
Jared Leto?
No. That's Jared Leto playing the Joker.
Oh, no, Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker.
No, we haven't seen that.
I am not going to see it, but if you guys have seen it, do you think his Joker was better than Heath Ledger?
Yes.
I would say it's probably not, even without seeing it.
Jason Smith agrees with that's my thing. Show Enough was awesome. So we got to check it out.
I think I've watched The Last Dragon. I just don't remember it because it was so long ago.
Every time you guys mention it, I think of Bloodsport and the Kumite. So I'm all over the place. Anyway, my number two, Alan Rickman as Hans Gruber in Die Hard. That means I have two Hanses in my top five.
So I would pick it just in this year. Alan Rickman's amazing.
Yep.
But I just don't think that you guys have Die Hard lifted up on this
we
pedestal
do.
Way up here. I think it's a little more like right
no,
here.
No, it's not. It's made in the 80s and you could watch it every year until now and it still holds up perfectly. One of the main reasons is because it has one of the best villains in movie history. Alan Rickman, Hans Gruber. You know what? I'm going to get rid of my accent and talk like an American to fool Bruce Willis. Clever. Clever.
Jason's got to count on our Jokers. He says, totally different Jokers. Heath was more what you think. Jack, how do you say his name? Jack.
I thought it was Joaquin.
Joaquin, that's right.
Yeah,
or was Joaquin. More about mental illness. Yeah, I have no interest in that one. Jason, I was waiting for Hans Gruber and would have been very upset if he wasn't on the list. I guess you guys can stay friends now. All right, my number one is Zorg, played by Gary Oldman, who is always the best villain no matter what he's in, from Fifth Element. No way.
I know.
Wait, you're number one?
Yeah.
No way.
I know. Total
Sorry,
agreement.
You have to excuse us. We're going to go in and make out right now. That's never happened.
No nerd argument?
That's literally never happened.
We don't collab before our lists come out.
As they know, because we argue about it.
We argue, yes.
I cannot
believe
save
the arguing
you picked
for
it.
Here.
Because he was just so incredibly ridiculous and fun and over the top, but perfect.
So perfect in every way. Every
pretty much anything Gary Oldman does is always fantastic.
Yes, but that in particular.
And he's a really great bad guy in what's the shooter movie with Natalie Portman as a little girl? Oh my gosh, I'm losing my brain.
Nikita or
no? Huh. The Professional, is that it?
Oh yeah, he was the bad guy in that.
I think that's what I'm thinking of. Anyway, I don't know. He's always great, but
yes, he is.
Fifth Element takes it.
Fifth Element. Oh.
Tony is clarifying. It was not a Bruce Lee movie. It was an awesome '80s martial arts movie. Watch it now.
Will do. We're on the list.
Busy. I'm gonna watch it now.
What was I gonna say? Honorable mention: Kevin Spacey, because he split his own vote. It's Kevin Spacey from Seven. Kevin Spacey from Usual Suspects.
I never watched Usual Suspects. I don't tend to like those movies. Also, I heard about the whole Kaiser Soze before I watched it. So what's the point of watching it once you know?
Yeah, that's really the main.
Yeah. Seven, I would agree. He was pretty great.
Yes.
But there's something like, but Kevin Spacey's so ruined right now.
He is. That's why really didn't make the list. So
Dave Hoffman says Andrew Scott's Moriarty from Sherlock would be in his top five.
Is Andrew Scott from the TV series, Maury?
Well, yeah, I'm assuming it's...
Okay, so we'll save that for the TV episode. Fact checker Dave Hoffman.
But I was going to say, you actually really liked that
I love that show. And Moriarty was a fantastic... He would definitely be in my top five for TV villains.
It's crazy. We actually had time. We could have totally done our women, too. And I remember going, we can't do them both. We won't have time. We have the time.
Name this song.
You know why?
Because name this song. What show did this go with? If you got the time, or if you got the crime, we've got the time. We're the.
I have no idea.
Bloodhound Gang.
What is the Bloodhound Gang?
The Bloodhound Gang. Anyone remember that? Crap. Oh, old me. It came around like Electric Company time. You know. I'm gonna look those up on YouTube today.
You are definitely older than me. Is it even a year? You're not even a year older.
I am a year older.
Is it exactly a year? No, it's a year and some months.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Just a couple months, like three.
You're a lot older than me.
That's right.
Jenna asks, what about White Goodman, Ben Stiller from Dodgeball? I did not like Dodgeball. Cannot get through
That's
it.
That's a good one, though.
I think Ben Stiller's always too over the top in those roles.
Oh, come on. But those are over the top movies.
They're not for me. They're not for me.
Like Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder I liked.
But that's over the top.
But... I don't know. Dodgeball and Zoolander and all those.
You didn't like Zoolander?
It's just too over the top for me. I like him in things like Meet the Parents.
Cooper Ince.
I feel like we are like super drained right now because we have all this other stuff happening.
Oh, I know.
World,
yeah.
And we're just like, man, this is tiring.
Also, it's hot in the garage today. Another triple digit day. Although I'm not dripping.
You're not dripping as much.
I'm not dripping. That's good.
No. Either getting used to it or it's not as hot as normal.
Yeah. Or maybe eating soap helped.
You guys, any other movie villains that we missed?
That's it.
Bloodhound Gang was a segment on Electric.
Oh, that's right. Thank you, Dave. Thank you.
Fact checker Dave.
That's right.
Okay. Well, we forgot to do something super fun.
What?
We had some of our nerd listeners sent us in those photos of their nerd collections.
Our nerds are the best.
Okay.
So this one comes from...
Let's do some Pez first.
Yeah. Christy Lee with her over 100 Pez dispensers. She dug this out of her closet out of her garage just so we could all partake in its glory. That's a lot of pez.
That's a lot of pez. This is a problem I'm telling you with collecting. Here, you gotta sit there. Wait, hold on. There we go. Now. Okay.
Well, let's eat. You want to eat the pez? Turn and eat the pez. Ready?
The problem with collecting is once you start, you can't stop.
Yeah.
So you've all the, but like, what's the point? It's just now sitting in like a box and some bags.
What's the point is you can share it with us and we're all happy about it. It's cool.
Okay. I understand. This is why I won't let us collect things.
It's part of fandom, but we do collect stuff.
What do we collect?
Look, turn around.
But there's a difference between picking up things that are fun and collecting a certain thing.
Well, I would in a second. You collect Hot Wheels. You big hypocrite.
But they're so specific that you can't get hundreds and hundreds. Like Pops. Pops, if you collect Pops, so say you're just going to collect just Star Wars Pops.
Yeah.
You could fill a whole room with just Star
Wars
Pops.
That's right. If I had money for a room and the Star Wars Pops, I'd have it.
No, we're not going to waste a room on Pops. That's the point. But so I do collect, I collect very specific Hot Wheels. It's the ones that are turned into vehicles. So like it's Indiana Jones Hot Wheel. It's a Monsters, Inc. Mike Wazowski Hot Wheel. It's Ray's
Tomatoes,
Hot
Tomatoes.
Wheel. Those are different because you can't continue to collect those. There's not a million of those.
We literally had to get a new storage box.
Because it holds 12. Also, there's a difference between like, so for me, I won't just collect anything. I'm like, even if there's like six, let's say there's 16 Star Wars versions, I'm only going to get the ones of the characters I like.
Right.
Whereas people who are collecting, say, Pops, like, well, I have to have the whole collection now of this series.
It's got to be complete.
It would. That's why we can't collect them. All right. What's our other photo?
All right. Speaking of collections, Tony from podcast, That's My Thing. He's mentioned, he's talking in our comments right now, has an amazing collection display. Oh my God. Look at that.
See, I don't think this is too much. If this is all he's got.
No, he's got more.
Oh, there's more than this?
There is. Tony, how much more do you got? Also, what's your name for your display, Tony? I know that.
Go ahead and tell him because it's not like the audience listening can hear it.
That's right. I'll read it when he says it, but I think it's pretty darn cool.
Tell the audience what he calls it.
I want to get it right, so I'll just wait.
He calls it the birth control wall.
I think so.
But the thing is, if you look at this photo, unless it's more than this wall and it's really the whole house is covered. Uh-huh. To me, this isn't a birth control wall. This is, if you have the right kind of person, like I walk into this and this is your wall, I'd be like way more attracted to you. So I don't think it's a birth control wall if you're dating the right kind of girl. Yeah. If you're dating someone who's not right for you, then yeah. They'd be like, you're weird, and they'd leave. But why would you be with that person?
That's right.
Oh, man, you know what? We skipped a whole other thing, too.
What?
I forgot. It's so super important.
What? Now, it's time for the stupid nerd joke of the day.
Here we go.
We are so off of our game
we
today.
Are. Can I have a drum roll, please?
You don't have a drum roll.
Thank you. How many ears does Spock have?
I don't know. How many?
Three. His left ear, his right ear, and his final front ear.
Also, you ruined your joke because you didn't put your punchline into the microphone, so nobody heard it.
I think they heard it. It was awesome.
That's terrible.
It was so good.
I think Jason Smith might be right. This segment may be going away.
What? Did he say that last week?
Yeah.
Oh. Come on, guys. Give me the fake laughs.
I like this. Dave says the right thing. Find someone whose weird matches your weird.
That's right. I think you match my weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason Smith says his list of evils would include Dr. Evil and Count Rogan from Princess Bride.
Very good selections. Yes.
And Jenna says your joke was bad.
That
and
was
Dave
bad.
Says that was really, really bad. I mean, I guess kind of the point is like, how corny can your joke be?
Oh, it's so good.
Do they actually make jokes that are funny? Like, are jokes ever actually
funny? I scour the internet for them.
It's, you laugh, though. Literally probably is crying laughing tears when he read that. And we're all like, okay.
I thought that killed when I read it.
It killed.
It killed the segment.
Well, then, I guess you know what time it is.
Ooh, I do.
Got a full air guitar mode.
Oh,
now.
Yeah. That's right.
So. Oh. Okay.
I have to start with bad news.
Okay.
This is really bad news.
Okay.
Rick Moranis. We just got, the world just got Rick Moranis back. And somebody randomly punched him in New York.
And did they punch him because he was Rick Moranis?
No.
Do you know the story?
No, I've seen the footage. It's just a random act of violence.
So somebody happens to be filming because, oh, hey, there's Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
And then someone walks
No, it's a security cam.
Oh, my
God. I don't think the punch was captured on video. They just captured the guy who punched him on video. Yeah.
Don't they know he's a national treasure? Don't make him go back into hiding, you horrible, horrible people.
Crap, Jason just said you were right. They didn't hear. Dang. Well, you know what? If you didn't hear it, then hear it is again.
No.
How many?
Nope. They lost it. Moving on.
Damn.
And Jenna recommends that you just ask Alexa for Star Wars jokes because yours are bad.
We do ask Alexa.
Alexa, tell me a Star Wars joke. Got to put her by the thing. Can you grab her? Get her closer to the mic.
That's it.
Oh, that's far as no. Come on, there you go, Alexa. Tell us a Star Wars joke.
What did Han Solo say to Luke Skywalker on Thanksgiving? May the Force be with you.
Wow, hers are pretty bad too.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you hear that in the headphones?
Yeah. So, Disney Plus,
yes,
has got on board with the Netflix. You know how Netflix doesn't really do the group watch. You know that third party app does the group watch.
Mm-hmm.
Disney Plus has made an actual button in their app for group watch.
Oh yeah!
So if you buy Mulan and you want to watch it with your family on the other side of the country, you click group watch and you all watch it together.
And they don't have to pay the $30.
Well, they have to be signed into their thing. Mulan may be a bad example.
Okay.
But I don't really know how. I haven't tried it, but
okay.
I thought it's really cool because sometimes, like if you're in Vegas, we want to watch something. So we were doing this with
Madam Secretary
through Netflix, who doesn't have the group watch button. So we had to do the app, and it was a whole thing. And finally, we got it to work, and it worked pretty well.
Right.
And then you could kind of talk to each other on the side, which was cool while you're watching. But you have to watch it on a laptop.
Yeah.
This way, you can actually do it
on
your TV.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So it's cool.
It's cool.
I like it.
That's cool.
I like it a lot. Jason Smith, darn you. You triggered my Alexa. What do you call a pair of Han Solo clones? Han Duo. You do it.
Han Duos.
Thank you. I love that we triggered his Alexa. Alexa. Alexa, say something.
We're triggering our own Alexa.
I'm trying to trigger his Alexa, but I don't know what to ask.
Alexa, turn off the lights.
It would be funny if his works that way. So did you hear the news about Ms. Marvel being cast?
Yeah. I'm excited for that.
They cast an actual person of the actual proper race and ethnicity for once, Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Iman Vellani. She's going to star in the series based on the comic book character. Marvel and streamer recently named, what did they say? There's a bunch of freaking directors on the project. I haven't looked up. This isn't the article I thought I wanted. There was something I wanted to read about this character specifically and why it was important, but I can't find it. So whatever.
But I'm looking forward to that one. Mostly because I want to know more about the superhero.
Well, as I say, yeah, I mean, that's what I was trying to find the article on, which was the comic book. Did the comic book come out recently?
It did. And saying that she was of Arabic descent, it was quite the announcement for Disney.
Cool.
Anyway,
we woke up Mama Curtis's, which I also like that she's got Mama Curtis.
I'm so sure Maria set that up.
Everybody knows who it is. Woke up her Alexa.
Be nice.
And Jenna said we were triggering hers too. I like it.
Atlantis. Remember that movie, animated movie, Disney movie with Michael J. Fox as voicing the main character?
Which I didn't like, but it was like Harley or Tina's one of their like favorite cartoons.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
That has one of the best movie scores of all time out of any genre, mm-hmm. live action or not. I love that score. And they're going to make that movie into a live action movie.
And they're thinking about Guillermo del Toro to direct.
Of course they are.
Or the Russo brothers.
Of course they are.
Or you.
I don't want to direct it. It's just like, come on, let's be original. Let's think outside your little box that you guys live in.
And they're thinking of Ryan Reynolds as the main character, I know. But at one point, Tom Holland was in the discussion. These guys are vastly different age ranges.
When does Tom Holland make more sense?
I think so. I feel like the guys, he might not be old enough to be a professor or scientist.
I just think they keep doing the same thing over and over with the same characters, the same directors. And it's
If people are bringing money, they're going to go back to them.
That's their excuse for keeping new people out. Well, we know this works. You know what? You don't know that this doesn't work because you haven't tried it.
No, it sucks.
Meanwhile, we have to live in a shack. Instead of making the millions of dollars that I deserve.
Truth.
Cobra Kai. Have you guys watched it yet?
The last bit of news I have, too.
Because let's just say Cobra Kai is every week's binge show. If you haven't watched it.
It is skyrocketing in Netflix's ratings and top tens. Everyone's realizing it is the show to watch. You got to watch it. It's so good. I can't wait.
I'm very excited. At the end of this month, we get
October 30th.
We get our season three. And?
They've already announced season four.
We have so many speculations about what's going to happen in season three, but we can't even talk to you about it because we don't know if you guys have watched it yet.
Please watch Cobra Kai.
You need to go binge it because by the time we get to going to be spoiling the crap out of it in November. what does Hoffman say? It's like they reverted back to the old school system with contract players.
Yeah
basically. Guess. Good morning, Summer Walters.
Hey, Summer.
Guess who slept in?
Hey, nerds. In? Nerds got to sleep in too.
I can't speak. I'm actually very proud of you because don't you usually get up at 5 a.m. and start working out and doing crazy things being productive? The rest of us are sleeping.
Or waking up at 5 and not being productive. Although I prepped this.
Yeah, you get waking up very, very early. I want to remind everybody. I want to thank first and foremost. Our first Patreon,
Maria.
No, we won't talk. We won't. We're not going to call out names on the show of your Patreon people. Yeah. We want you guys to keep that secret to yourself. Yeah, but we will say thank you to everybody who has started to come on to Patreon. We have as low as a $5 a month level, and it goes up to a $50 a month level. But that's for some of our more richer blood people. But your weekly watchers, what's going to happen is it's going to help us bring this show up from where it's at right now. And we definitely completely need a little lift in our energy.
Especially on the hot days.
And So we encourage you to go to patreon.com/2nerdsinagarage. Be very super helpful. Thank you very much. And then I think you might get your dream come true and you might have time for a nerd fight.
Nerd fight!
I told him he wouldn't have time today and he really wanted to do it, but... I'm getting a little disappointed, babe, though, because they've laid off 28,000 people at Disneyland.
That is a bummer.
The governor still isn't given rules on what they need to do to reopen.
Yep.
And as much as I love that our passes, we've literally gotten through this summer, which we normally would never go in those 3 months. So we're going to get all these months are going to be free later.
Right.
But we need it to open back up. COVID or not, we need our fun times. We have to drive to Anaheim today and we can't end our trip with Disneyland.
It's tragic. Okay, so our fight today, one white card.
Okay, I thought we do white first.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Two black cards. What am I fighting against?
This is really funny, y'all. This is really funny. I think you should name yours first.
Okay. I am a caveman. Okay.
Okay.
I have two extra arms.
Let me tell you who I am first.
Okay.
You're a caveman?
Yes.
I am my significant other. So either way, he's going to win or lose.
Oh, God, guys. We're arguing this, aren't we?
What does yours have?
Well, I will be fighting against a caveman with two extra arms.
Okay.
And there's three of them. So I'm fighting against three cavemen.
You're gonna confuse them by saying
I'm fighting.
No, so you are.
Yes.
So first, before my character. Yes.
three cavemen with four arms each.
So you're a pretty good situation. You got bats, you got like clubs and rocks and
right.
I have
me,
John Curtis. That's so funny. I have John Curtis, who is reliving the same day over and over and can turn invisible while singing show tunes.
What? I'm in the money. Where'd you go?
I know you're here. Is that a show tune?
I don't know.
That was like the first thing you went to.
Give me a show tune.
I don't know. You
when you're a jet. You're a jet for life.
You listen to show tunes in your car.
That's
and you
true.
Can't think of one right now.
Well, no one knows Dear Evan Hansen. They only know heavy hitters. Can't speak either today.
Okay, so the question is, does John Curtis...
In that scenario, yes. My team doesn't win. Mm-hmm. I will beat the cavemen.
Why will you beat the cavemen?
Because I'm reliving the day over and over. I can walk them into an oncoming semi if I plan it well enough. I have that day to live over and over again. And I'll be singing show tunes and invisible.
But aren't you really losing because you're just doing the same day over and over and over for your entire life?
That means I beat them over and over and over.
Or you lost a lot to get to the point to beat them.
Whatever, I win eventually.
Was that the movie we watched, Palm Springs, where he had to keep reliving, the day? It was like a living the day over and over until they finally found a way to get out of it.
I forget.
But like he kept getting messed
up.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, then that wasn't much of a fight. You literally let me win.
What does Jason say?
Jason says, the idea of John being beaten up again and again and again by four-armed cavemen could be the best present of this episode. You may be invisible, but they can hear you singing and they can find your voice and start whacking.
Oh, they'll be whacking.
Oh,
I don't know what that means.
Hoffman says, Dear Evan Hansen is awesome.
Thank you.
Our audience is smarter than you give them credit for.
They are indeed.
Jenna
the best
says,
audience
during
in the
our
world.
Anaheim trip, we got to go see the Chadwick mural.
That's right. Oh, exciting. I
is
forgot about that.
Is it free to park at Downtown Disney right now since there's no park?
Only one way to find out.
And, I keep hitting my mic. And Maria Barton just chimed in with she says Jason just got into Cobra Kai. Her not so much.
Give it time. Give it a chance.
I didn't think we needed time. I think we were in
or
something. Like we were in. Were you not a Karate Kid fan? Because that might make all the difference in the world, too.
Which was crazy. Who's not a Karate Kid fan?
But let's note really quick that I won.
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Shit.
I won.
I had to.
Again.
I can't believe that I was fighting
you
so
helped
hard.
You win.
Damn.
You know why? Because you rather see me win this game than you lose a fight. That's exactly why.
Yes. Oh, fatal
Jenna's
flaw.
Jenna's also not a huge fan. It's interesting. I'd like to hear if you guys were Karate Kid fans because I loved it. I think it was a Karate Kid nostalgia thing for its first, but now I just like really like the characters and I'm enjoying it. And
seeing the triumphs of some of those underdogs, I love it. Oh.
I actually like Johnny, was that his name in the movie?
Yeah.
He was one of the worst. He was one of the best villains ever in movies.
Yeah, he really was.
I hated him, but I love him in Cobra Kai.
But he was redemptive. Like, I mean, he was the bad guy for the whole movie.
But I'm just saying, like, Cobra Kai is your favorite character.
Yeah.
It's mine.
No bad students. Only bad teacher.
Also, can I talk about how we can always see his cute shirts and we can never see anything I wear? I just want to point out my cool Gryffindor. Why does my mic always cover up my coolness? That doesn't come out how I meant it. My coolness of things.
Uh-huh.
All right. We got to get going because we got to go look at houses.
That's right.
Woo!
Nerds, thanks for showing up. We love you.
You guys are the best ever. I got to find the thing,
around.
So just keep singing
the song. You're the best around.
I like it.
Nothing's ever going to keep you down. You're the best.
You've been listening to Two Nerds in a Garage podcast. If you're having fun nerding out with us, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Rate and review as it really helps others find the show, which helps us. We're also on all of your other favorite podcast apps, as well as on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
This show is supported by our listeners just like you. Please visit twonerdsinagarage.com to find all the ways you can help keep supporting us, including our merch shop and direct donations through PayPal. Thank you again for being on this hero's journey with us.